Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
This is the Main Street Mouse Weekly Podcast, show number 184 for April 20th, 2025.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Soaring to tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell no tale.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say, I...
Everybody, here we go.
Hello, everybody. It's Monday.
Hi, happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
We sound super enthused, don't we?
We're so pumped up.
We are so excited.
We're tired.
Actually, we're a little tired. But, you know, we know what we have to do on Mondays, and we don't want to disappoint.
I know, because we missed a couple weeks ago, so we don't want to miss again.
We did, didn't we?
We did.
Oh, because we
were at Disney for this.
Because we were working. It wasn't because we were being slackers. There was, like, reason.
We could have probably figured out a way to do it if we really...
Really?
We could have.
Nah.
We were resting because we were tired between the meetings.
Actually, no. It would have been too much.
It probably
no,
been.
You know what? That Monday, we were at the media dinner when our show would have gone off. So
that's true.
Yeah. Anyway, so I hope you guys are having a great Monday. And that you have, like, something fun planned for this week. I mean, we all need something to look forward to. I mean, not that we have anything exciting going on, but maybe you do.
We're going to see Thunderbolts on Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. We are. It's a D23 type of thing.
Which I have to admit, I'm excited about this film.
Yeah, I know you are.
But it's just that I still have not seen Captain America Brave New World, which... kind of takes away my Captain America cred being my favorite superhero.
Yeah, yeah.
But Thunderbolts, from the very beginning of the previews that came out for it, I've really wanted to see this movie, and I think it's going to be really good. And some of the reviews I've seen of people who've already seen it multiple times, they say they love it. As Marvel fans, they love it. So
I think you're going to like it.
I think so. And it's all the, I guess, it's like the misfits. It's all these characters who are kind of coming together to form this team.
So it opens officially, though, Thursday night, right?
Thursday night for the fan previews.
And yeah, Friday.
Official opening is on the 2nd on Friday.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we will have that next week. We'll be able to recap that for you guys.
Yes, we will.
Spoiler free, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
I'll probably write something up.
Probably you will by that night. So last week we didn't do a lot. Michelle didn't feel good early on in the week. She caught what I had the week before.
Yeah, I didn't even do my podcast Thursday, and I feel really bad that I didn't. But, you know, when you're sick and your throat, my throat still hurts. And it's like, you know, talking is my thing. And when I can't do my talking, it's just, it's a bummer.
Well, and your podcast is you talking to yourself. So
I know, right? I talk to myself.
You can't rely on somebody else to help you.
To carry it.
Exactly. You have to carry it even when your throat isn't feeling great.
No, I was laying on the couch, and it was like 7 o'clock, and I was like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I didn't do my show.
It happens.
It happens.
But last Thursday, we also did have a media event on that same morning in the Italy Pavilion at Epcot.
We did. And I didn't feel 100%, but it was for Italian food. So, you know, you do what you got to do.
So this was not a Disney media event. This was by Allied Global, who we've worked with on many different resorts and things like that, reviews for them of places around town.
Yeah, so there's different companies that own various restaurants across Walt Disney World. And like Theanopoly is not Disney. You know, the restaurants there are not quote unquote Disney. Like the Edison. Correct. And Marie and Enzo's Hideaway, those are not Disney restaurants.
And actually all of those restaurants are the same group, Patina Group.
Correct? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even Space 220, you guys, is not Disney.
Yeah, so a lot of these restaurants, a lot of people I don't think realize that, but a lot of these restaurants around, especially Epcot, aren't Disney restaurants.
We're dropping knowledge today.
Yes, we are. So we had gotten the email a couple weeks before this that they were having this little event because they're bringing out some new menu items for the different Italy restaurants. So you have Tutto
Italia,
Via Napoli, the gelato booth that is kind of just outside of there. And then they also have their food booth for food, Flower and Garden.
Yes, they do.
And we got samplings at each one of those things.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so when we got there, they like split us up into groups so that we weren't going to the same places at the same time. So our first stop was the gelato place, and I thought we were getting gelato, but we got flavored coffee.
Correct. But one of the coffees, the second one we had, did have gelato in it.
Yes. So it was like an espresso type of coffee with, it had gelato mixed in it to give it that creamy flavor. Holy cannoli. It was so good.
So good. I even drink it, and I don't drink coffee.
No. And I even had this. So I had the caramel coffee too, which was also really good.
It was good as well.
So we kind of had to like, I had to stop with the espresso one because I knew I was going to be a jittery mess if I kept with the caffeine.
I started talking like a mile a minute.
Yeah, it was good though, you know. And I was telling you that I actually liked the coffee back there better than Starbucks.
I did too.
The iced coffee was better.
Yeah.
So I would go back there. I mean, and it's one of those places that so I see the gelato place, and I never think I'm gonna go get a coffee.
Well, yeah, you don't know what else they have there unless you go, and their menu is pretty large for that little building.
Yeah, and I guess I just always thought it was just gelato.
I think we need to make another run over there and go check out and see what else is on that menu.
I am down for that.
I figured you would be, being that's in the Italian pavilion.
You know what, sidebar. I have been craving spaghetti so bad since last week.
Really?
Yes. And it's because... well, when we get over to Tutto Italia, I'll tell you why.
Well, that's our next stop, actually.
Okay, so we're going to...
No, was that the next one? Yes, Tutto Italia was our next stop. We went to the gelato place, then Tutto Italia, then we went to the booth for Flower and Garden.
And then Viennapoli.
So go ahead, now that we're at Tutto.
Okay, so we went in there, and they had all these dishes on display. Mm-hmm. And even their like little side dishes. And so one of the bowls had spaghetti in it. And that's, I've been thinking about that bowl of spaghetti since Thursday. I mean, it just sounds so good. But they did have like fettuccine Alfredo. They had a caprese sandwich that looked really good. They had, what else did they have? They had different menu items.
Different salads and stuff.
Different salads, different menu items.
So what they're offering is Tutto's coming out with a 3-course meal, I guess you could say, for lunch. That's going to be $29. And you get an appetizer of some sort. So it could be a salad. It could be I think the sandwich was, the caprese was on there. Mm-hmm. Maybe there was a burrata or something like that was on there. And then you pick another meal for your second course, like fettuccine Alfredo, like you said, or the
spaghetti,
whatever they had on there. And then you also get a dessert.
Yeah. And actually for $29, it's a great deal.
It really is, because you're getting an actual sit. It's not fast food. It's not a quick serve.
And it's good Italian food. It's not junky Italian food. It's really good.
And 3 courses for $29, it's really not that bad at Disney, because you're going to spend, if you go get chicken fingers and fries and a drink, you're spending $20 on that.
Yeah. You know what? Make a mental bookmark of that, because I want to do that.
Okay.
Because, yeah, that would be so much fun. At least for me, anyway. You have to be really hungry because, so, like, we just had the coffee and then we went over to the restaurant and they just gave us, like, little pieces, like, sample pieces. There was some risotto.
Yes.
There was different things, but even just those little bites we had, I was so full.
Right. Well, it's heavy food.
Just from that little bit. And then, they debuted a new beer in there.
They did.
And we're not beer drinkers. So I did try it, and it was it was a lighter beer.
It didn't have that beer aftertaste. That's why I don't like. That's why I don't drink beer, because the aftertaste. I don't drink, but
yeah, you don't drink, but I do.
No, but the taste of beer has just never been one I've enjoyed.
Yeah. So it was. I wouldn't get it because I don't drink beer.
Right.
But it wasn't as hard. I don't know how to describe it because I'm not a beer person. It wasn't a
heavy,
harsh, heavy drink.
Yeah.
The only thing was that it kind of, for me, left kind of an aftertaste, and then, like, I think it affected my food a little bit. And only because, okay, so I'm going to be a total Italy Pavilion snob for a minute. because I grew up on this food and I know what gets paired with what. And my entire life, my family always had wine with Italian meals,
right.
Not beer.
From 4 years old on, it's wine and meat.
Well, I mean, I wasn't drinking the wine. I'm saying like every family event
you had
we
the
had.
Grape juice.
Yeah. I usually had a Coke. So I guess for me, you know, and I hate that I do that. Okay, so I annoy myself because I sat there and what did I do? This doesn't go with this food. And they did have like wines that should have gone better.
Right. But they weren't. We weren't sampling that.
We're trying the beer.
The new stuff. Yeah. The new stuff they came out with.
And I hate that I do that because, you know, when you're brought up a certain way, it kind of sticks. And then you get kind of critical. But yeah, so I mean, the food was delicious, just not with the beer. I do want to go back. I thought it was great. It was good.
It was good. That was the first time we'd ever been there.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go back. The fettuccine Alfredo wasn't bad.
Oh, my gosh.
I would probably get that if we do go back.
I'm hungry.
Pasta is so hard for me to eat, and it fills me up so quickly.
I know, but I really want some.
I know.
They had sandwiches and stuff. You didn't have to get that.
No, there was a sandwich on the $29. That was the Italian. Or no, it was just a caprese sandwich, though.
And it looked really good. It was like on focaccia bread.
It was on fresh focaccia, yeah.
So anyway, so after that, they took us to the Italy booth.
Correct. The booth that's used for all the festivals.
Yes, the festival booth. You know where that's at.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a menu item that you have to ask for. It's like a secret menu item.
Yes.
And it's not on the sign. So how do you know to get it? I didn't.
I didn't even know they had it.
No, but I'm glad I found out because it was a fried ravioli.
Mm-hmm. With meatballs.
With little tiny meatballs. But, and the sauce was like the sauce at Viennapoli.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good. However, I was so full from the pasta and such, I couldn't really eat it.
But it was that little booth, the kiosk, where they let you sample different beverages. Before we knew it, I think there were like 5 different beverages on our little table.
Yeah. So they have like a blood orange, like sangria type of thing, which just kind of tastes like juice.
Okay.
They had the Prosecco. They had Moscato. The Moscato was very, very sweet and probably, I'm going to make a big statement, probably one of the best Moscatos I've ever had.
Really?
And I've had a lot of it.
It was Walmart's $3 Moscato.
No, it was not. But it was fizzy a little bit, which surprised me. But then they had an Italian margarita, which I did not try. But yeah, they have different things for you to try there. And the ravioli, again, as an Italian food snob, it was not bad. I wish I could now. See, I'm starving right now. I would eat it now.
Oh, because we did the show when we're hungry.
Yeah, we haven't really eaten much today. So, if you guys go and you ask it at the booth, can get the fried ravioli. And, interesting little tidbit. We found out, or I was listening to the lady talking, and they actually have a kitchen set up in the booth. Now, it was always been hearsay that the food from like Viennapoli would get taken out to
correct.
Yes. So they actually have a spot.
Yeah, they created a small kitchen inside.
Small kitchen, and they can cook right there. Mm-hmm. And they do make the ravioli and the sauce and everything right there.
Yeah. So they can do everything from that little tiny booth. But
I was impressed.
But like Michelle said, it is a non-menu item. So it's a secret menu. So you have to kind of ask for that item. But go there, ask for the fried ravioli, and you'll probably be pleasantly surprised.
It was good, and I really want one now.
Well, we're not heading over to Epcot right now to go get that.
I'm so hungry. All I had was toast today. I'm starving.
But we had one more stop after that.
We did. We went to Scott's like go-to for the Italy Pavilion. We went to Viennapoli.
And Viennapoli, so this one was great because they kind of told us a little bit more about Viennapoli and how they operate and such. We had always heard, it's always been rumors that like the water is flown in from someplace else and the dough is, to use to make the dough and the cheese comes from this place and the sauce and all these things. Well, they did confirm the water is brought in from someplace else. where I've always thought it was from Italy. That's what we had always heard, but it's not actually. The water comes from Philly.
Yeah.
Or not Philly. I should say Pennsylvania, because they didn't tell us what city.
Yes.
In Pennsylvania. But the chef came and spoke to us about it, and he said that the water, because they found out the pH balance of the water in Pennsylvania, where they get it from, is really close to the same pH balance, the Italian water. And it's much cheaper to ship from Pennsylvania to Florida than from Italy to Florida.
Heck yeah, because the water up north, you can actually drink out of the faucet. We Correct. Can't here.
And they explained to us that the wood fire ovens, mm-hmm. they cook usually about 800 degrees. Mm-hmm. And that when they're busy in the summertime, they boost it up to 1,100 degrees to cook the pizza so they can cook them faster.
That's crazy.
In those ovens. But we got to watch them. They were throwing dough in the air. We saw the pizza mm-hmm. makers making the dough. It was really kind of cool to see it from that side. They use a white oak wood, I want to say, for the pizzas. It was just really cool to see it from that aspect, because we've been there many times to eat, but we've never really got to talk to anybody about what they do.
And then there was a lady, I think she was one of the managers, talking about the menu mm-hmm. and how everything is done like true Italian style.
Correct. Everybody in there is from Italy.
Yeah. And that the what do you call it? Like the recipes and such mm-hmm. they use are authentic from Italy. It's right. not like Olive Garden.
Right. Exactly. So we didn't know exactly. The pizzas they had sampled out, it was their prosciutto melon pizza is what mm-hmm. they had a sampling, which I've had before. Actually, I had a manager years ago give me a sampling of that to try it. When we were there, actually, on our own, we were in there at a media event and just got talking to him, and he brought me sampling of it.
Yeah.
And it was really good. The only thing I didn't like about this one, it had a lot of arugula on it, and I don't like too much arugula on anything. But the pizza I thought was still good.
You just like a good pepperoni pizza from there.
Correct. This one doesn't have a sauce. Didn't have a red sauce base. It's more of just the crust.
So it's not necessarily your forte, but it was okay.
It was okay. I would eat it without a problem.
You did.
I did.
I didn't.
They also brought out some tomato and mozzarella. I guess, what would you call it?
A caprese. It was
a little caprese.
And it had
sampling.
Balsamic on it. Yes. And so that was good. I did have a piece of the cheese. I did not eat any pizza because I was still that full.
See, I skipped the ravioli booth, and I didn't eat much at Tudo because I knew we were going to Vietnopoli.
Oh, I know. As soon as you found out that was our last stop, you're like, that's where I'm going.
I'm not going to waste any space in my belly for these other restaurants.
Yeah, see, and I didn't realize I was already like a couple bites into the pasta before I realized we were going there. But I wouldn't eat that kind of pizza anyway because of the meat on it.
Yeah, you wouldn't have eaten the prosciutto. And the prosciutto, so they just put big slices of prosciutto.
They're big.
On it, and it was sliced that way, which made it very hard to eat because prosciutto does not rip apart easily when you bite into it.
Right.
So you took a bite and the whole piece came off the pizza. So it's kind of a hard pizza to eat that way. It was still good. I would still eat it again.
I mean, if you like specialty pizzas, you don't have to go in there and just have cheese or pepperoni.
No.
They have other things. And I think that's why they showed us that, because we knew it was there. Most people know it's there. But they kind of wanted us to, you know, highlight that kind of pizza because it is different.
It is.
And it's something that they make there. And you know, they don't just sell pizza. They have all kinds of Italian dishes.
Oh, they do.
And their sangria is really good. I mentioned that before. We got to try, it was
a pear sangria. Wasn't
it was beer-based sangria with pear.
Yeah.
And, like, I must have been just beer day over there because I'm just not a beer drinker. But I do love me some sangria.
They did bring us out that other one, though.
What one?
The one that it was like a frozen one.
Oh, it was like a pina colada with berries, but it didn't have alcohol.
No, but the way you mixed it, you saw it kind of erupt in the glass.
Yeah. So if you like pina coladas,
not in Italy.
I seriously was like, if you like pina coladas, so with fruit, like I do.
Yes.
Really love a pina colada with like strawberry or something mixed, or like on Disney Cruise Line, you can get your pina coladas and your strawberry daiquiris swirled together, and that's some good stuff. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because all you keep talking about is the highlighting the alcohol.
I didn't eat the pizza because it had meat on it.
I understand.
And no, hey, that drink though didn't have alcohol, and that punchy thing that they gave us didn't either.
Oh, that didn't. I didn't try that one.
No.
I just drank the frozen one because I was really thirsty at that point.
Yeah, so it was good. Mm-hmm. But the sangria, the white sangria, they have one with beer based that I didn't love because it was heavy beer taste.
And I will say this to anybody listening, if you've never been to Viennapoli, it's actually a really good sit down option that's affordable for a family.
Yes, because you can get a big old pizza and feed like all your family, and it's cheaper, ends up being cheaper per person than if you go up to a walk up.
Correct, because we've done that before. The four of us went and we got the pizza. I want to say the pizza was like $57 for their big one. And
yeah, it's
yard.
Huge.
It's a yard in length. I want to say probably 12 slices, but they're big. They're not small slices whatsoever.
And we never finish the whole thing. We always have left, and that's with four of us. And like,
and me and Andrew are pizza eaters.
Yeah, Andrew will try to keep up with you with the pizza slices. Aiden and I usually have one or two.
Right, so if your family would work, it's actually very affordable. So instead of spending $15 per person for chicken fingers, or you can go there and actually have pizza, and it's about the same. And if you're an annual pass holder, you get your discount on top of that, which makes it even more worthwhile.
Yeah, so, you know, and it's tips like that that are good to know, because it can get very expensive at Epcot, because, you know, you go to the different countries, and whether you get a drink or you get a dessert or a snack, right, or something, all that stuff adds up. And then, you know, it's good to have some money-saving tips like that, because it's expensive.
And I know a lot of people do the walk-ups at Disney because they want to do as much park time as they can.
Yeah.
And I get that. I fully understand where people are coming from. Those are the rope drop to the end of fireworks. You want to be there and get
which
the most bang for
thing.
Your buck. Not our thing. When we vacationed, it was.
Yes. Not anymore.
So I fully get why people do that. But sometimes, especially if you're here for a few days, it's nice to have that sit-down dinner where you can just kind of go in there. You can relax a little. Epcot, while there's a lot to do, you can do it all in a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah, if you're a seasoned Epcot goer. And, you know, one thing that's really great about that also is a break from the heat.
Yes.
You know, a place to go in the air conditioning and have some ice water, you know, cool off. Just be in there and relax and just be out of the sun.
Yes. And I will say, Viennapoli, their servers are fantastic. And they're all from Italy.
Good.
They're just, it's fun to go in, especially if you're Italian, which we both are. It's just fun to go in there and hear the accents and talk to these people about where they're from.
I love it. See where they're from. Yes. I love it so much. It's just that pavilion has a special place in my heart. So I love it there.
So if you've never tried Viennapoli or Gudo.
Tutto Italia.
Gudo Italia, sorry.
Gudo.
Gudo Italia.
Gudo Gudo.
I love Gudo. No, anyway, if you've never tried
Gelato.
Any restaurants, it's definitely worth trying. Definitely worth going back there to try one of them on one of your trips. Viennapoli, I have a hard time finding reservations for that. I don't know why.
But you can get walk-ups most of the time.
You can get a walk-up a lot of times. And if you go at an off time, like we did a few weeks ago when we were there, go between lunch and dinner time, you can usually walk in.
And try that shaken coffee with the espresso and the gelato at that other booth, because it was delicious.
If you need a pick-me-up, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good. And their coffee is like $5-6. It's like the same as Starbucks. But I personally think it's better. It's good Italian coffee, and it's worth it to walk back there to get your coffee. I really believe that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. So, yeah. So, definitely check out the Italian Pavilion for food, for drinks,
for
just
everything.
Atmosphere. Honestly, even if it wasn't already my favorite booth, the whole pavilion is really nice, because you have the little bridge over the water with the gondolas in the water. They have more of a walk out into the lagoon area, where you can go and actually see more into the lagoon, where some of the countries don't have that.
They have more than one merchandise store. They have the little wine cart. They have benches where you can sit back there. I love it there.
And at New Year's Eve, it becomes a rave back there,
which makes me love it even more.
Yeah, that
you know, I love all that booty
party
shaking
booth
stuff.
Or party pavilion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, bring it.
So that was last Thursday we did that. So thank you to Allied for having us out again. They have always treated us so fantastic.
They're so good to us. I really love working with them. And the food was great. And we just appreciate the whole thing.
Oh, we do. We do. But we got to go back there and try more stuff.
I know. I'm really hungry.
So that was Thursday. And we came home. Like I said, Michelle didn't feel good. So she kind of was done for the day. She was done. Her throat was hurting. Her body just achy from being sick and such. But Friday, we did decide we wanted to go over the Springs for a little bit, just to get some content, see some new merchandise and things like that. So we ran over there. There was a few new things that we hadn't seen.
Yeah. And I'm drawing blank. things right now.
Well, I know we saw a lot of Cars stuff, which was kind of weird.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Yeah, I did write that stuff up. Yeah, so they have some new Cars merchandise, which I was surprised because you don't usually see a lot of it. They had
Toy Story new Spirit jerseys.
Yeah, which actually was a couple weeks old that I didn't realize.
Oh.
I really like the fact that they're getting like sets in, you know, I mean, you got to buy it separate, but like a sweatshirt with the matching like sweat shorts or, you know, okay, stuff like that to where you can get a whole outfit.
Right.
But I mean, they had a new, I didn't put this one out. They had a new, very small collection of merchandise that had Disney looking fruit on it. You said it was ugly.
Oh yeah. I didn't like that one at all.
Yeah. That was at Trendy.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else? They have cruise line. Like kitchenware.
Right. So where's normally the kitchen store at the co-op, they had the first two tables in there were cruise line merchandise.
Yeah, which I was surprised because normally we don't see cruise line anything.
Unless
at
you're
the
on a
parks.
Cruise.
Right. It's not something that you can just go up and like, I want a Disney Cruise Line Spirit jersey. You're not going to get one at a park.
No. And you still won't. But they had the Cruise Line pillows. They had Cruise Line kitchen stuff. They had like salt and pepper shakers that were cruise. I mean, they had just a handful of things there that if you're a cruise line person, because I think so many people do the cruise and
land and sea package.
It makes sense, actually, because then if you're getting off the ship and you're going back to Walt Disney World, then it's like, oh, we didn't really get anything. And then you see that. It's like, oh, okay, I'm going to buy some more merchandise to take with us.
Yeah. The only thing is, the merchandise that was there is way less appealing than the actual stuff on the ship.
I agree.
The colors they use on the ship are like the teals and, you know, like
whatever the theme of that ship is.
Yeah. And they use like tropical looking colors or like the really rich like teals and stuff. And this was just like this awful gold, yellow and blue and such. It just didn't kind of go with that kind of motif. And
I didn't put it as the normal cruise line colors either, because usually the cruise line colors are red, blue and white.
And it wasn't that either.
So it was just kind of odd, but it is there. And if you're looking for cruise line merchandise and you're not going on the cruise, that is a place.
And
where
it's just like plates and stuff like that. So don't get too excited. It's not like a bunch. It's very small.
No clothing.
No. And the colors are just, I don't know.
Michelle didn't like the colors.
I didn't like the colors.
So we walked around the co-op a little bit, looked at some of the merchandise. I didn't really see anything else I want. I want that Spider-Man jersey so bad.
I know you
do. Spider-Man baseball jersey there.
Yeah, we didn't buy anything.
No, and they also had the Luigi. It looked like a mechanic's
shirt. That was cute in the new car stuff.
Yeah.
I did, yes.
Yeah, and that looked really cool, but it was kind of a thick material to where I probably wouldn't wear it because it'd be too thick.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of people that come here in the summertime or whatever go back to their home states and they can get away with wearing those type of things that are a little heavier.
Right.
Like, we suffer all summer long till like November.
We always joke when we see the hoodies and the long sleeve shirts come out. It's like, we're 90 plus degrees every day. Nobody living in Florida is buying hoodies and long sleeve shirts simply because you can't wear it for so long.
Or I use that stuff if we're going to go out in a restaurant or a movie theater because I freeze. That's the thing. It's so hot here that when you do go to a restaurant or something, you walk in and you're freezing.
Right.
So they are good for something.
They are good for that.
You're going out to eat, go in somewhere, bring a hoodie.
Bring a hoodie with you. Go buy a hoodie and wear it to the restaurant.
That's right.
That way you'll be covered. But we weren't at the Springs that long. We just walked around a little bit. We did stop at Summer House and got a cookie.
So here's a fun fact. Scott loves the cookie bar at Summer House.
It's the best. And not taking away from Gideon's, but Summer House cookies are better.
You just said not taking away.
Gideon's are good. No, I'm not going to say Gideon's are very good. However, the cookie bar, you don't have to wait 2 hours.
And they're a dollar cheaper.
Or more.
Because
I think the ones we got were $5. Because I love the oatmeal scotchy.
I know. I wish I would have gotten the lemon one. The lemon one is very good, but they have like, they even have like a banana nut bread cookie. They have like a sea salt chocolate. They have, they had a raspberry sugar cookie.
Yes.
They had the one with all the frosting on it.
They had the one where they put Rice Krispie treats on top of the chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, that's right.
Which is very good. They also have brownies, blondie bars.
And Rice Krispie treats.
Rice Krispie treats with brown butter.
Yes.
Which are very good.
Yeah, very, very sweet. though.
Very sweet. They do have drinks and such right there that you can get with your cookies. So.
Yeah, so you don't have to, you know, go into the restaurant. There's a separate doorway for the cookie bar.
Yep.
And then, you know, another thing I like about that place is they have indoor seating by the cookie bar, like a right. bench with little tables if you want to sit and eat your cookie. Or they have a little patio with furniture out there that, you know, just kind of a nice place to go sit and take a break.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all undercover. And I think there's fans outside even that are kind
of Yeah, Summer House on the Lake, you guys. So, like, take a walk over there. Get a cookie. Go sit in their nice chairs.
The cookies you won't go wrong with.
You can't go wrong with those cookies.
Yeah, they're good. And they're huge. For like $5 each, they're huge cookies.
Yeah, you can't. It's not a cookie that you can eat in one setting. It's no. like one of those things that you could, you know, pull pieces off and save for later.
Exactly.
So and you can tell we haven't eaten today.
We're starving. This show is sponsored by food.
By food. All the food.
So that's all we really did. Over the weekend, we hung out with Greg and Holly a little bit. They came over on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
We had dinner. Sunday, we didn't do anything. We had some orders and such we had to get taken care of.
Yeah, I mean, we don't always get to go do stuff because we do actually have work to do. It was okay. Sometimes it's all right to have downtime because we know we have so much coming up.
We do. From the 13th on of May, we are like nonstop.
Yes. And I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. And I say that like, you know, we're going to be busy or whatever. I'm not complaining. I'm actually looking forward to all this.
Yeah. So, and actually that was the next thing I was going to talk, just like kind of wanted to give you guys a reminder of our upcoming media events. So May 13th through the 15th, we will be in Disneyland for the 70th anniversary kickoff for the media event out there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we come back here, and a couple days later, we have the Epic Universe media event, which is 4 days
mm-hmm.
of coverage for that. And then we have Memorial Day weekend, Aiden's birthday, Memorial Day. And then the Tuesday after that is when the new shows kick off at the studios.
Yes, Little Mermaid and Villains.
Correct. So we're going to be busy through May. Pretty solid there. For like 2.5 weeks there, we're just every day we have something. Or 2 weeks, actually. It's the 13th through the 27th. We have
So if you need us, don't expect a reply right away.
No. But just you can keep up with us on social media because we will be posting as much as we can.
And I always check. I always check.
She's always checking that stuff. So just, and if you have any Lost Princess apparel orders that go during that time, they might be delayed just because we might not even be in town. But we will get to them as soon as we possibly can. So know that.
Yeah, but we'll make sure that we keep our socials updated as far as our schedule and, you know, if whatever. So just make sure you're following our Facebook, Instagram, X, all of it, TikTok,
all the fun stuff.
All of it.
We're everywhere. So just going to run through the news bits. We don't have a lot of news from the past week. It's been kind of a slow news.
It has been slow.
Yeah. Usually I have quite a few and I don't have that many. So if we go back to last week, the last news event that we may have talked a little bit about it last week, but I don't think we talked a lot about it, was the new Tangled cosmetic line from ColourPop dropped.
Oh, yes. And yeah, so that is available now on ColourPop's website. And I think you can go to Ulta and get it too.
I know you like a lot of that stuff.
I just love everything Tangled.
Everything Tangled.
And oh, speaking of, so there's a whole new Tangled backpack collection and purse collection. It's Loungefly. I don't know if it's Box Lunch or if it's Hot Topic, but one of those. So no, it's not at Disney because Disney never carries Tangled. but other stores do. So new Loungeflies.
New Loungeflies. So if you, and is there still things available from the Tangled collection?
Because I know you're reading.
Okay, so you can go to ColourPop's website and you can order that right now, or you can go to Ulta. Get it from
you can go to Ulta too.
So, Star Wars May the 4th foodie guide dropped for 2025,
mm-hmm.
which is all the foods that come out that for official Star Wars Day, May the 4th be with you. And then we always have Revenge of the 5th the day after. So
yes. Nobody really talks about that one.
No, they don't. Details did come out more about the VI pass holder summer days coming to Walt Disney World.
We got
information about that. I didn't read that one, did you? Did not read it. I didn't even realize we put it out, to be honest with you.
No, it's great when I put an article together and like a couple days later he'll ask me, he'll be like, did we put that out?
With everything we have going on, I sometimes...
Why don't you pull that article out?
I'm pulling it out right now. So it does say we get increased discounts at certain restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Monday to Thursday only. So up to 40% off at certain restaurants. That's actually really cool.
It really is.
And restaurants like Boatwright's, Cape May, for dinner only. Well, we can't because I know it's seafood at dinner.
Yeah, I'm not there. Doing it.
Hollywood and Vine. Oh, it might be a good time to go Hollywood and Vine for 40% off. Toledo and then Tusker House, which we haven't been to Tusker House in a long time, but it's for lunch and dinner at Tusker House.
Oh,
I
see?
Love their breakfast.
Yeah, no.
Also, 40% off at Ale and Compass, Coral Reef, the Diamond Horseshoe, Tiffin's, and Whispering Canyon.
Oh, okay.
I love Whispering Canyon. That's a good one.
One of the things that I really liked about that was that they are offering annual pass holders a limited amount of time, but to get a discount for a Disney store online.
That is great that they're actually doing that. And those restaurants I just named, they're not for the full time. So some of them are for the first month of the summer, May 14th through June 30th. And then the second group I read is July 1st through July 31st. So
you have to actually look it up and make sure, if you're going to go looking for a discount, make sure they're offering it.
Exactly. And just remember, if it's inside of a park, you will need a park reservation to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you have that taken care of. The pass holder lounge at Epcot. More news is in there about that, that you'll be able to go to the lounges
mm-hmm.
and check that all out. Let's see here. So that's us about that. And then, like you were saying, the merchandise at DisneyStore.com. Limited time discount, 20% off for being a pass holder.
Yeah. And normally, here's the thing. You can, and I've said this before, sometimes if you go online and look at Disney Store, it's actually cheaper than the parks.
Yes.
And I don't know why that is. But we can never use, I'm going to give you a scenario. I want that purple shirt over there.
Right.
They don't have my size. Okay. But I can go to Disney Store online and get it, but I don't get my discount. So then I end up not buying it.
Right. Because you're buying it because you get that extra 20% off.
Right.
In the parks, but now you can get that online for a select amount of time.
Yeah, so pass holders, that's really a good time. If you can't get to the park, or if there's something you're looking for in the park and they don't have it, now you can get it at a discount.
And I like that kind of hurts the shoppers.
Yeah.
Because if you can go on DisneyStore.com and buy the same thing and get your 20% off as a pass holder.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you go to somebody else to get it for you if they can do it, if you can do it yourself?
Yeah.
And then if you spend, I think it's $75 usually in Disney Store, it's free shipping.
Yeah. So, I know the other discounts apply, or if you, have a coupon code or whatever.
Correct.
So, but yeah, it's a good time to save money.
Yeah. Make sure you check out and try to save as much money as you possibly can.
Heck yeah.
Returning Marvel Day at Sea and Pixar Day at Sea coming to the Disney Cruise Line for 2026. So the mm-hmm. times were announced for that. Marvel Day at Sea, my favorite day ever in the history of a ship with Disney. That was the best day ever.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved
it. It was one day, and he's still talking about it.
Still talking about it. I was on the Magic.
It's been six years.
That ship was the Tangled ship for you.
Yes.
And Marvel Day at Sea for me. So it was actually a great ship for us.
Yeah. You know what? That was that, I love that Tangled show so much. So, and it is a beautiful show.
It is. And dinner.
Yes.
They have the Tangled restaurant.
I can't even tell you what I ate at dinner because I just liked the atmosphere.
You didn't even care.
I didn't care.
You could have ate whatever.
I don't even know what I had. Isn't that terrible? I don't know what I ate, but I do know that I liked all the silverware and chairs.
And here we are, right back to food.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
Here we go again. Next thing that we put out was an article came out about how to plan the perfect Disneyland vacation with some tips and tricks to planning the perfect trip. But I'm going to tell you guys right now, MEI Moss Fan Travel.
Yeah, because we aren't experts.
We aren't experts, but they are, and they will help you save the most amount of money and also get you the best vacation you can possibly have.
Yeah, and sometimes, if you're going out to Disneyland and you have not been there before, you really want somebody to help you with that. Because it's similar but different.
Yeah, our friends Corey and Lucretia, who
have
been around with us
since day one. Oh, yeah, you talked to Corey forever about that last night.
They're actually going out there for the first time this summer to see everything at Disneyland. So Corey's been asking me a lot of little tips and things like that. And I've been trying to just let him know, do this, do that, make sure they're here. Because they're going to spend some time in L.A., but they're also going to be spending a few days in the parks. And it's, I love Disneyland. I don't know if it's because it's not here. It's kind of like going to that place that you only get to go to once a year.
I like going to California. I love going to the Walk of Fame. I loved going to Rodeo Drive, even though it's out of my price range. I know you like In-N-Out. We've been to the Santa Monica Pier.
Yes.
It's
a lot of the sights you've seen on TV your whole life we finally went and saw.
Yes. Even though that freaking Hollywood sign, I still want to get close to it.
But you've seen it a dozen times.
No, I've seen a little version of it because I can't get closer. But there are, I found like now I found roads and such that you can find that get closer.
Well, this trip we're going out to in a couple weeks, you're not going to be able to because we don't have our car this time and we don't have time.
We are at Disney's mercy for those 2 days.
Although I'm going to be Uber eating some B&B donuts.
Yes, we'll get donuts. But yeah, so the 13th, 14th, and 15th, we're on Disney's time, so we don't get to do what we want.
But you know what? I'm excited to be on this.
I am so excited to be part of this. So.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. New churros coming to Disneyland Resort. New flavors.
More food.
Which I'm surprised they're just coming to Disneyland because the same company that does the churros out there does them here now.
They're better out there.
No, they are better tasting, but I'm just saying as far as flavors and new kinds, you think we would get them here too.
Always get the good stuff. It's Disneyland. Like, I'm going to make a statement. Walt Disney World food sucks compared to Disneyland. If you're going to...
Michelle's just been removed from the Disney World media list.
I said compared to.
You just talked about how great Viennapoli is.
No. I mean, in general, like their park food, like walk-ups and such.
The walk-ups at California Adventure, especially the pier area where you have the three different choices they have in there, they actually serve the walk-up food on real plates with real silverware.
You don't get that at Walt Disney World.
Same with the pizza place at California Adventure where you can go back and you can get a plate of spaghetti like you were talking about and you can get decent pizza out there.
And breadsticks. Like that.
And it's great. And the food, I will say, the food out there is better and it seems like it's a little bit better priced.
It does. And you know, and this isn't, okay, I said it, you know, something maybe not nice, but it's the general consensus. Like you ask anybody who's been to both parks and they're going to tell you Disneyland food is better hands down. And it just is.
It is. Everything out there just tastes better.
And you get more variety. We have the same crap here all the time, like chicken tenders and fries or a crappy burger.
But the funny thing is every time we go to California, every single time we go out there, what is the one place? There's two places we always go to eat when we're out there and we have them both here.
Splitsville
and Earl of Sandwich.
Oh, right.
And we have them both right here. And here we get a discount.
Yeah, we don't get a discount there.
We don't get a discount there.
But, okay, so in our defense, though, there's not... Okay, now I don't know if I'm just dumb or I'm not, like, well-educated when it comes to this. But, like, yes, Disney World, we have to know by the back of our hand because it's our, you know, we live here.
Our backyard, yeah.
Yes. But out at Disneyland, it doesn't seem like there's as many sit-down dinner choices. And I think that's why we always end up at Earl or Splitsville because we know we can go there and get food.
And we know what it's going to taste like. We know what we like. There's no guessing game there.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's... I'm not sure. And it's so weird. Like, what's wrong with us? Like, we don't ever research food when we go out there. We're all about the parks.
We are. We always say we want to go to Blue Bayou. We've never gotten a reservation. We've never been to Carnation Cafe.
No. And there's that goofy breakfast that I hear is really good.
I would love to do that one of these times.
I know.
So it's one of these times when we go out there and we have time. Because usually we're out there for either D23 or this taste, we'll be there for the 70th media event. Mm-hmm. But one of these trips, we need to go out there. We need to take the time to do some of these things we've heard about.
And you know what? We need to be tourists and actually plan like...
What?
Yeah.
We fly off the seat of our pants.
I know we do. But like, let's try to make a conscious effort to, you know...
At least do one of those things.
Find a restaurant we have not been to and try it.
The beignets are good. We've tried that.
Heck yeah, we have. You know what? The last time we were there, the beignet line was stupid long.
But the lines over in that area were bad because if you remember, with the mansion was going through the refurb of the outside, so the lines over in that area completely were just nuts.
But they seemed to have, they were doing like mobile orders for the beignets. The line for a regular beignet, just to go up to the regular line, was long all the way down that one side of the building. And then there's never enough seating there. So like if you can get your beignets and take them to go, they're messy, but they are worth it.
And usually the tables are all covered in powdered sugar.
Everything, the ground, the tables, everything has powdered sugar all over it.
It does.
But it's good stuff. Good. It's good.
It is. It's just so good. Here we are, food again.
I know. My gosh. I'm so sorry, you guys.
Okay, the next one is not food related. Okay. Disneyland Alaska Airlines Tiana's Bayou Adventure Flyer. So the plane has been wrapped to be for Tiana, for Alaskan Air, correct?
Yeah. I'm not really sure why that is, because it's not an anniversary or anything.
I don't know. Maybe just because the new, because the attraction opening. Because
it's for Tiana's Bayou Adventure, yeah, which has been open for almost a year. So I'm not sure the reasoning there.
I'm not sure either, but they decorated their plane. They wrapped the plane with that for Alaska Airlines.
Okay.
We'll see. Then you talk. I'm sorry. Another Tangled thing. You put out this over the weekend because you saw that JoJo Siwa auditioned for the live action version of Tangled to play Rapunzel. Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So you know what? I'm super irritated with people.
First, let me say, has that movie been canceled?
Oh, my God. Okay, here's the thing. Don't get me going. So I hate clickbait sites. And I'm not talking just Disney. I'm talking in general.
In
entertainment
general,
sites, whatever. So, you know, these people, like, okay, first of all, let's go back to my article. I saw that and I put it out immediately because it's Tangled related.
Right.
And all it did was, okay, so in the article, follow me, all right?
I'm following.
In the article, I said plain as day, because I did that article too. The Tangled live action has been shelved. I put it out a couple weeks ago.
Right.
All right? And it was in the first paragraph. But, okay, they're not making the movie. But now that they're not, her mother put out a piece of her audition tape, and her mom even said, now that the movie is not going on, I guess I can share this.
Right, because she couldn't have shared it in case she did get the role.
Right.
They couldn't have announced that.
But now that it's
Disney,
they put the kibosh on it.
Right.
Oh, God, please. Comments. You know they're not making that movie now. Gee, really? Because I did that article 2 weeks ago, and then it's in the article right there. Reading is fundamental. And then, you know, you go on social media, and these stupid sites, yes, I'm mad, these stupid sites are putting out garbage that the live action Tangled is still happening, and they're grabbing random people and putting pictures for rage bait.
Right.
Okay? I just wish... And then people in the comments are like, oh, my gosh, they can't do that. Or, oh, that's not the right person. Or this, da, 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 da. You know what? Read. Because if you actually, you know, pay attention instead of just reading a title and going all crazy, mm-hmm, then you will know the truth.
Right.
And I think that's why a lot of these garbage sites, you know, they put out things that are untrue and to get people all riled up. But those in the know that actually read,
right,
know that it is garbage. So, but it's still all over. It's still all over. I saw it on X, and I so want to be that person and comment on everything. Actually, I did on Facebook, one of the garbage sites. Mm-hmm. Like, they put this actress that's going to play Rapunzel, and it was not true. Don't know who the actress was, but people were like, she did not Rapunzel. And so I commented, and I put, actually, they're not making that movie now. So, yeah.
Move along.
God, that felt good to get
Are
out
you okay?
because it's it's bothering me because, like, we work so hard to put out accurate information, mm-hmm, and then when you have sites that lie, then it's frustrating from a journalistic integrity standpoint.
Right.
Like, we're putting out the real deal and you're not reading it.
Right.
But some idiot puts out something that's a total freaking lie, but you're going to, let's read that. Let's get all our arms up about that.
Right.
You know, reading is fundamental.
And we've actually, so JoJo, we've been at media events with her.
We have. We've even seen her at Sally's Beauty Supply.
We saw her at Sally's Beauty. We were at Sally's Beauty Supply one time. You were getting something for your hair, and her mom were in there.
They were looking at nail polish.
They were looking at nail polish at the one not too far from Disney.
Right. It's by the Target.
Yeah, we were standing there, and they walked in. I'm like, wait a minute, that's...
Okay. I know. I walked past her mother, and they were looking at nail polish, and she comes around the corner, and I did a double take. I'm like, oh. And, you know, she was at the Tron event with us.
Yeah, that's right.
She was at something else.
Guardians, I thought.
I think.
I saw her at the Guardians event.
But, yeah, so she gets invited to Disney stuff. Mm-hmm. But because of what I do for a living, I learned the ins and outs.
Mm-hmm.
And I she's shopping with her mom. Nope. I am not going up to her.
No.
You know?
No.
Maybe I'll take a creeper picture and send it to Aiden. But I'm not going to bother her.
No, because when they're... And I guess before we did what we did, I didn't really think about it that way. But yeah. Now I do. They're entitled to their downtime. If they're at an event, if they're promoting something... And I know there are some celebrities who have no problem with people going up to them no matter what. Some wrestlers are like that. They're like, I have no problem with you coming up to me as long as I'm not with my family.
When they're with family, I really feel that there's an amount of respect there. Yes. And I keep going back to a couple of years ago when we saw Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
Outside by the Haunted Mansion going to a churro booth or something.
Right.
And he was with his wife and his daughters.
And she's famous also.
Yeah, Eva Mendes. Well, yes. She hasn't acted in a really long time because she like took a step back to raise kids.
Good for her.
You know what? And I really I admire her for that.
Yeah.
And she's letting him, you know, he's a big star.
Yeah, exactly.
She's kind of like mom right now.
Right.
But they had their girls with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was excited. Oh, my God, it's Ryan Gosling. Because I love The Notebook so much.
Right.
You know? And
he's also Beavis.
Saturday Night Live, yeah. But the thought never even occurred to me to even try it.
Right.
Like, you're with your family. You don't do that. But, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I've never understood people who approach them when they're with their family or they're
hey,
at
can I
whatever.
Have a selfie? Hey, you
no,
know.
No, it's
on,
different if
man.
They're at an event. Like, so we did an event a couple years or about a year ago or so at Planet Hollywood. And there was lots of people at that event. Ryan Cabrera was there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was wrestlers there because there was a expo in town, a convention that they were there for that. So we got to meet a lot of these people, but they're there for the event. They're there because of who they are. They're star power is supposed to draw
They're not shopping
people.
For nail polish
not
or
shopping
getting a churro with their kids.
And she probably would have been gracious. She probably would have been like, oh, yeah, it's nice to meet you and all that. But I just feel weird bothering them when they're on their downtime.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, so I put out that article. No. The movie is not going forward. And no, she did not get cast as Rapunzel, nor did anybody else get cast as Rapunzel because it is not being made.
So to this day, Mandy Moore is the only Rapunzel.
Yes.
In all of Disney.
Period.
And she's lending her name to the new attraction.
That's right. So that's the end of that. You know, put that in your pipe and smoke it, as
there you go.
Would say.
Okay, so... Just to rehash what we already kind of talked about is you talked about the new Toy Story Jesse Spirit jersey and then the new Cars merchandise that came out. So there's articles about both of those you can read about.
Mm-hmm.
More fun food items coming to Disneyland Resort, which I know you're happy because there's now an item on those menus that you're...
Fried pickles.
You're all over fried pickles. You love those things.
I do love them.
So they're going to have those at Disneyland. Come in. They had some other foods as well.
Yeah, but I'm concentrating on the pickles.
I know you are. Yesterday, I believe, or was this may have been today, the Moana 2 and Inside Out 2 earned production for Disney on Ice.
Yeah, I got that press release today.
Okay.
So they're being added to the next Disney on Ice.
Which we haven't been to that.
Oh my God, we haven't been in forever. But yeah, if you're curious to know the details about the new Disney on Ice that's coming, there's links in that article that you can get information.
Right. And then just announced also a couple hours ago, Geo 82, the menu and opening dates have come out for the new Spaceship Earth lounge that's going to be opening.
That's right.
So all that information's out. So this will all be in the show notes. You can click on any of the links of the titles. It'll take you right to the Main Street Mouse, and you can read the article to learn more information about any of this.
Yeah.
One other thing that we're putting out, it's not out yet, but by the time you hear this, it might be out by then. But Epic Universe, our friend and also staffer Jackie and her family went there yesterday or over the weekend.
Saturday.
To Epic Universe for the pass holder preview. And so she wrote up an article about what she saw, what she did, and things like that. So that'll be going out tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
So you'll be able to read about that. Also, I wanted to mention Lost Princess Apparel before we get into the question and such. We do have a lot of new skorts and leggings in stock that came in the last week. So if you haven't gotten out there to see what we have plenty of them there. Well, I shouldn't say we have plenty of different patterns, but we're getting low on certain sizes and patterns.
Yeah, so lostprincessapparel.com. And if you are not in the market for any more leggings or skorts, if you would tell people about it or share our posts, we would love that.
We would love that because that would help us out.
A small business, man, it's hard.
It's very hard. So we have a question for you, and this one came from Hannah, who provided the question for you last week also. She sent another question, and actually she just sent this question in this morning.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
No, she sent a new question in today, and she said it was for both of us, but I'm going to let you answer it. And then maybe I'll add my 2 cents in.
All right.
But I'm going to...
Now, mind you, I have no idea what he's going to ask me.
No idea. So I'm going to read this just the way Hannah wrote it.
All right.
We're going to the beach in June and decided to drive to Magic Kingdom for one day. They've never been to Disney for only a day. So she wants to know, how do I make the most of that one day? Her son is 2, and it will be her son, and her husband only. She just wants to be able to be present and enjoy the day without being sad since they only have one day. So basically, she doesn't want to waste her day. She wants to make sure she gets in everything. And she said one day at Disney is better than no days, but she really wants to know what should she do to make sure she gets the most of that one day at Magic Kingdom.
Oh, my goodness.
And her son is 2, and it would just be the 3 of them going.
Such a great age, because they can just go on most things.
Yes.
I think, and she is going to Magic Kingdom, right?
Correct. It is Magic Kingdom they're going.
Okay, so my favorite. If she was asking which park, I was going to say Magic Kingdom.
Definitely.
I know, like, when my boys were young, Hannah, I took them at 1 year old, 2 years old, and I really enjoyed it because one good thing about Magic Kingdom is that they can go on, if they can sit on your lap or sit next to you, they can ride. You know, Small World.
Except for Tron.
Well, yeah, okay. Within reason. There was no Tron when my kids were small. But I know that, you know, they went on Haunted Mansion. They went on Small World. They, of course, the People Mover. Anything that's not like a quote-unquote coaster. So I would maybe take a look and see ahead of time, like plan out your day. What do you think your son would enjoy the most?
Right.
And I mean, like, Haunted Mansion might not be his thing if he's going to be afraid of it, but my kids didn't understand it, so they liked it.
Right.
But then my nephew went at 4 and he hated it.
Well, because somebody started screaming like they were having fun.
The lights went out in the stretching room. Somebody screamed and he was done after that.
Bit, yeah.
He was excited until that. So that person ruined my nephew. So,
thanks, whomever you are.
Thanks, whomever you are. You scared him for life.
He still talks about it.
How scared he was. So, I would just plan on the smaller rides, maybe the carousel.
Mm-hmm.
Think of something. You know, make sure you take time out for a break or for some ice cream or, you know, get your photo passes or take lots of pictures, because I will say, when I had young kids, I remember my dad telling me, you know, like, oh, they're not going to remember it, or oh, blah, blah, blah. And I will say that those are some of my fondest memories, was seeing Disney through their eyes.
For the first time.
Yes. Yeah. And until, like, okay, so they went at 1. But I remember when Andrew was 2, it was better.
He started to understand.
Because he was excited. Yeah. Like, he saw Mickey and he was excited. He saw fireworks and he was clapping his hands. He loved the parades. I mean, it was just, yeah. So just be present and, you know, enjoy that time. Because as a mom with grown-up kids, I'd give anything to have a day with them again like that.
And that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, make sure you get your spot for the parade.
Yeah.
So they can see all the characters as they come out. Somewhere on Main Street, that way you don't have the sun blaring down on you. Usually you can find a covered area to stand, because I know little ones sometimes in the sun, they don't want to be there. Fireworks also. I don't know if you're planning to stay that late with a 2-year-old. I don't know if you'll be able to make it all day. But the fireworks show, obviously, definitely one of the things you want to see. You went through most of the rides. The only other rides I could think of, maybe Pirates. I don't know if they could.
Oh, yeah, because they could go on Pirates, too.
Yeah.
Anything that where they can sit with you.
But even, like, Peter Pan is fun. Small World.
Yes.
Any of those
like
rides.
Like the Omni Mover type of
thing. Yeah, anything like that where they can really see everything and enjoy it. They don't have to worry about the coaster or anything like that.
I wouldn't take him on Tiana's Bayou Adventure, because you get absolutely soaked
unless
and he might cry.
unless he likes to be.
And then if he likes
like
a big
that.
Splash in the face, then maybe. But it is, you know, that drop is pretty, I don't know, it's kind of rough.
Yeah, you'd have to really judge depending on
it depends,
know,
you know, every kid is different.
Exactly.
I mean, some kids are like, you know, like the rough and tough type of thing, and some kids get scared easy.
So like our nephews, Jackson, the one who got scared at Haunted Mansion, he's kind of the more pull back a little bit, don't want to be but Connor, his little brother, Connor will do anything. That kid is like,
oh my god,
a,
that kid is fearless.
He's evil Knievel, and he will do whatever
oh my,
you
he
throw
really
at him.
He really is.
Yeah.
But when we took them both a couple years back, Jackson did go on a lot of those rides.
Yeah.
And he was all excited about Haunted Mansion until that happen.
And I was going to say also, make sure you do the Mickey meet and greet.
Yeah.
There's times throughout the day where sometimes it's 15 minutes to see Mickey. And it's definitely one of those things that you want to go see Mickey.
Go during Festival of Fantasy because they do show the parade twice now. And I noticed that when the parade is coming through, up in the front of the park where there's Meet Mickey, the line is hardly ever long.
Well, because he has to quickly get into the parade
and back
to his meet and greet. So yeah, it doesn't really
it's
have
kind
time.
Of a conflict.
But we've noticed, too, the last few times leaving, we've come through the store. We didn't actually go see Mickey, but we left that building where Mickey's meet and greet is. And you come out there, and one time Mulan was outside.
Oh, yeah, there's
and then Ariel was doing it another time when we walked out of there.
Yes, so. Right in the front of the park. Yeah. Like, there's that little store on the side. Mm-hmm. I think years ago, it used to have, like, camera supplies and sunglasses. Yeah.
But now it's leaving Mickey's meet and greet, and so there's some souvenirs and such coming out of there. But there's been a character out there the last few times we've been there.
Yeah, there has.
So definitely something. Maybe if you really want to do something like that, too, maybe a sit-down meal. You could do, or like the Pooh characters at Crystal Palace.
Or go and make popcorn at the confectionery.
That is the best snack. I don't care what age you are. That is the best snack.
I went back to food. Do you see what I did?
I do see what you did there. Always got to go back to the food somehow. But yeah, just make the most of your day. The things that you have the memories, just take
a
lot of pictures.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I still can remember those days so vividly. And, you know, I remember my mom telling me, when the kids were little, to enjoy it because they go so fast. It grows so fast. And, you know, at the time I was like, oh my gosh, it doesn't seem like it, but it really does. And I am so glad that I took the pictures and took them on the rides and have those memories. So just, you know, try to pack your day with as much as you can without overloading him.
And don't forget that even if you don't have Disney's Photo Pass, if you haven't purchased that, you can purchase it. But if you didn't purchase it, you can still go get pictures with the Photo Pass people, and they will take pictures for you with your
device. With your phone. Yes. So you don't have to, if you want to go see Mickey or whatever. I mean, you can give people your phone and they will take it. You don't have to do professional.
Correct. And that way you get more pictures. That way you get all of you in the photo.
Yeah.
Without having to ask somebody else to take pictures for you.
Yes.
We'll do that for you.
So I hope that helps.
Hopefully it does. If not, we apologize.
She could be listening saying, this is the most horrible advice ever.
This is not the advice I wanted.
This is not it.
But so hopefully it's a great time, and let us know afterwards. Let us know
how your trip is, because I live for stuff like this.
So, you do. Yeah. You love to know when somebody.
I love to know, you know.
And any tips that you may find throughout the day, feel free to share them with us, and we'll be glad to pass them along to other people.
Yeah, I think that's you're going to have a great time. And again, if I could go back even for a day with my kids being little, I would love it. So take a lot of pictures and just really enjoy yourself.
Exactly. If you'd like to be like Hannah and have a question answered by Michelle, you can email me, scott@themainstreetmouse.com, and I will gladly ask her the question on air. She does not know the questions ahead of time. Oh. I kind of throw them at her, and then her answer is her answer right off the top of her head.
He doesn't like to tell me ahead of time because he wants it completely off the top of my head.
Yeah, I don't want her to overthink it.
I overthink everything in life.
I know you do, and that's why I do it to you when we're recording, and we don't edit, so.
We don't edit. Like, this is like, you know, what you hear is what you get.
Yep. Also, if Michelle's Daydream Believing podcast, she did miss last week because she didn't feel good, but it will be back this Thursday.
I'm sorry.
If you have a question, show idea, or just want to comment on the show, you can email her, michelle@themainstreetmouse.com as well. It's Michelle with one L, two L's. Your email will not go through, so make sure you type that correctly.
Yes, please spell my name correctly, because I would love to hear from you.
Do it. I just want to quickly mention our sponsors. We already mentioned MEI Mouse Fan Travel, but I'm going to mention them again. They are our official travel partner of the Main Street Mouse, and they will help you plan the perfect vacation no matter where you're going. So reach out to them, fill out the form, and one of their travel advisors will get back to you, and just let them know you did hear about them from the Main Street Mouse if you don't use our links on the main page there, if you just go to them directly.
Mm-hmm.
And tell you what, they will help you plan the perfect trip.
You
will not be sorry at all. And they will also get you the best price out there.
They will.
Our other official sponsor is our stroller and scooter partner, Kingdom Strollers. They can help you with your stroller rental or your scooter rental, and they will deliver it to wherever you're staying, and they will pick that up for you to make it easy as possible for you. And they have some other things on there. So go to their website, kingdomstrollers.com, see what they have that you need, and let them know you heard about them on the Main Street Mouse.
Yeah.
That's all I have for today, so I'm going to stop. We are over our hour. We're just barely over an hour.
Just a pinch.
But I'm going to let you go ahead and close out the show, and I'm done.
Okay. So yeah, all as always, we really appreciate you guys so much for listening to this silly little podcast every week and for following us on social media and reading our articles and sharing our articles. If it wasn't for all of you, we wouldn't be able to do this job. And we are eternally grateful. So thank you guys so much. And I hope you enjoy the show. I hope you follow along with all the news this week. And until next time, I hope you have a wonderful, fantastic, magical week ahead. And we will see you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me. And I hope you've enjoyed your journey.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings, watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home. Ha 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 ha!